telling me I talk too much. I can talk. Anyway, as I was stating, we were talking about the story of Joseph and how ultimately God brought him out. But in the midst of all that, he never received a why. He never received an answer as to why all of the disappointment, all betrayal from his family. He was never told why all of that occurred. But he kept his purpose in mind. Even while he was in prison, he others through their pain and their hurt in trying to find their purpose. He was there as a prisoner in prison, but he was able to, because God had blessed him so much, he was put over the other prisoners, and he was able to work in their favor by interpreting dreams that they'd had. Again, it's the same gift that God gave him years and years and years ago, but it was coming to fruition. What God allowed him to grow his skill in and to listen to the voice of God in and to get guidance in, even through all the hurt, the pain, the turmoil, the trials, the grief, he was able to take that gift and help others, even in the midst of sitting in a dungeon, sitting in jail for something he never did. So the question is, can your why, what is your purpose? What is the why? Your purpose. What's your reasoning? What's your goal in what you're doing? Whether it's starting your own business, whether it's going back to school, starting a ministry. And ministry is not, we sometimes limit a ministry to the pulpit or sermons, or ministry is how you bless others through your hands, your heart, your mind, your brain, all of that. Giving back to others, serving others in many capacities. If you are volunteering your time one day a week at a food bank, that's a ministry. You're ministering to others. If you are going to visit the sick, you're ministering to others. If you're helping people get through their problems, their struggles, their trials, you're ministering, you're helping others. So there are a lot of different components of ministry, but does your why line up with, yes, I'm going to do this, regardless of whether or not the answer is no immediately or right away? I know we live in a microwave society, in this culture where we want everything right now. And I'm guilty of that. I want things right now. That's why I had Amazon Prime, because I wanted it today. If I ordered it by 10 a.m., I wanted to be at my house by 3 p.m. There are so many things that we can get right now. So when we talk about being disappointed because we didn't get it right now, that kind of hurts. There's some grief behind a no. Even if it's a maybe from God, there's some grief there. Who wants to hear no, wait for it? Who wants to hear that? I don't. I want things immediately. But that's just not how life works. Sometimes it's not how God allows things to pan out. Sometimes he does. In the Bible, there are times when I'm circling areas where it's like immediately God reached down and grabbed, Jesus reached down and grabbed Peter out of the water because he was drowning. Immediately God interceded when Peter was walking on water, and for a minute he looked around and he was like, oh Lord. And I think there was some fear that set in. Why not? But he took his eyes off the one who he trusted, God. He took his eyes off Jesus. And he started to sink and drown. Immediately, Jesus saved him and rescued him in that moment. It's amazing when you see those immediately's, because it's like, why can't you do this immediately for me? But God in his sovereignty and his wisdom knows when the right timing is. So even in the midst of those disappointments, and there's so many other stories we could have talked about. Abram, when Abram was told years before he had Isaac that God was going to send a son of promise to him, and all nations of the world would be blessed through him. He would have descendants that exceeded the grains of sand on the seashore through Isaac. But that didn't happen right then. when he got that word, he was 75. When God said, go leave and I want you to, he was old when he got that word, which is a miracle in and of itself. But that didn't happen till Isaac was 100. Till Abraham at the time was 100. It was a long time coming. So imagine waking up day after day after day saying, oh, is this the day? Is it going to happen today? And you hear nothing for 25 years. Imagine how that felt to know, God, you said this. You told me this is what you're gifting me with. This is my purpose. I'm going to be the father of many nations. But nothing. Every birthday came around. Now I'm 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, all the way up to 100. Nothing. Nothing. But you said he still had faith to believe. So his why, his purpose was able to survive a wait in his case. It wasn't a no. Might have been no, not today. No, not this year. No, not this decade. But it did come to pass. It did happen in God's timing. So when we have those moments of disappointment, you apply for a job, you didn't get called back. You knew you were qualified. Nobody even took the time to send you a regret email. Thank you for applying. We'll keep your application on file for 6 months. You didn't even get that. Nobody sat down to tell you why you were able to train people for a role that you ultimately would never get. You were able to train the person who would ultimately exceed your level of appointment in an organization. Nobody ever told you the why. That may be your story. You don't know why your husband or your wife decided to leave with very little notice, decided this life wasn't for them. You don't know why your parents decided to give you away. You don't know why your dad abused you. You don't know why your child was taken from you at a young age. So many whys in life. So many whys in life. But if God has promised you anything, and I believe he's promised us all something, he has a purpose for every one of us. While it may not be evident now, hang close to him, listen to him, heed his voice, stay in tune with him. How do you do that? Getting in his word, reading the Bible, praying to him, talking to him, communicating to him. A lot of times people believe that we have to wear sackcloth and ashes and speak in King James Version dialect. Thou shalt come and saveth thou people. God wants to have a relationship with you just as you have with the people you consider the closest people in your life. I don't know about y'all, but I don't talk to my mom and mama, thou shalt. I'm real. Good morning, Ma. God wants that kind of relationship with us. I talk to my siblings. Hey, Sharon. Hey, Camille. Hey, Jay. I talk to my siblings in that manner. We have that kind of relationship where there's no pretense. It's just real. A relationship with God doesn't subscribe to what the world tells you you need to do. God don't want to talk to you because whatever. Fill in the blank. I mean, there are so many people who want to tell you who has access to God, when God said we all have access to him if we but ask. Take the access you're granted. Jesus opened that door when he gave his life for us. We have access. I don't have to go to a priest. I can go directly to the throne of God through Jesus. Sometimes I pray, some things I don't know what to ask for. Some things I say, should I ask? What should it? And then I have to end it with, Lord, you know what I need. You know what I should ask for. That's the kind of relationship he wants. Look at the relationship David had with him. David was real. David was hardcore real. There's this one passage in Psalms where David says, Lord, I hate them. I'm gonna be real with you. I hate them. Shatter the teeth of the wicked. That makes me laugh every time I hear it. David's not saying, oh, Father, please. I pray that you would make my enemy shatter the teeth of the wicked. He was real with God. He said, God, I don't like this. How long are you going to turn your face from me? How long are you going to make it to where I'm suffering? How long am I going to live in this disappointment? Be very real with God. You know, Pastor Mike Todd, Transformation Church, Tulsa, Oklahoma, look him up. If you don't know him, look him up. He has a word that comes right from the Spirit and the throne room of God. Look him up. But Pastor Mike Todd is always saying how God cannot bless who we pretend to be. He can only bless who you genuinely are. God knows when you're being real and when you're being fake. In this society of fakeness, and me only posting a video saying, hey, y'all, out on my morning walk, after I did it three times to make sure it looked good. And I tell y'all the truth, true story. There's somebody who lives in my neighborhood, and my bedroom window sits right on the walking path, so I can see when people are walking by. And one Saturday morning, this young lady was walking by, and I noticed she stopped, and she was playing with her phone, and then she holds her phone up, and she starts recording, and she starts jogging, and she's like, yeah, da 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 da. And then she stops recording, and then she stops, and I mean, the smile is gone. She stops jogging. She starts walking again. And her whole facial expression went from, yay, yeah, life is perfect. And she looks sullen and down. And I was like, but that's the society we live in. We want to pretend with everyone. When God is saying, I know the real you, I just need you to know the real you and bring that to me. So when we're disappointed, bring it to God in real life. Don't pretend that you're happy about it. Don't pretend. He knows. You're not fooling him. He wants a real relationship with you. You know the relationship Abraham, with read Genesis, Abraham had with God, where they talked face to face, where he was able to say, you know what? What about this? How about you're a sovereign God, so I don't think you're going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah if you can find 10 people there who are living in your will. He wants you to have a real relationship with him, real conversations. Forget the thou shalt nots. Forget all the pretense. Forget what church tells us we need to do, what religion tells us we need to do. I'm going to crush somebody's spirit right now, but God is not interested in our religion. He's interested in our relationship, the relationship we have with him. That's it. You can keep the religion all day long. Now, as followers of God, we do certain things because we want to glorify him in everything we do. And that goes back to this roadmap that he gives us, the best guide for our lives, the Bible. So we follow his mandates and his precepts according to his word. But when we get into, I don't know how many thousands of religions now that get to dictate to us, you're not living God's way unless you follow our rules, our mandates, our precepts. And God is just saying, I just want a relationship with you. I just want a relationship with you. It's kind of like dating. If you're dating someone or are you married? Well, let's go back to dating. If you're dating someone and the first thing they do is bring you this long list of thou shalt nots and thou shalts. They bring you this long list of this is, if you want to be with me, if you want to be a part of this union, this is what you have to do. And you're like, I'm Trinette, and your name is, you want a relationship, you want to, and everything else will follow. If you really love them, you're going to do whatever it takes to make them happy. If you really love them. Not culture's way of loving, where we say we love somebody after meeting them 3 days ago and we're so deep in love and it's all about when times are good and then when times are bad, I hate your guts. Not that kind of love. The kind of love God ordains and he prescribes. If you love them, you're going to do whatever it takes to show them that. That is why we follow the Bible. That is why we use this as the roadmap to our lives, to guide us along our way. That is what we do as leaders of valor. This is our manual. This is our operations manual. We follow it. We're not always perfect at it, but we try. We try our best, and that's where God can abide. Where we're trying. He knows our hearts. He knows our motives. He wants the kind of relationship with us that doesn't really subscribe to the rules and regulations of a religion or a church, but he wants the relationship. I do this because this is what God says is best for my life. And if we have that kind of relationship with him, we can be real with him. We can say, God, it disappointed me. It disappointed me because you said I would hold this position in an organization and all they're doing is turning me down. They're showing me that they don't want me in that position. And it might be for some stupid reason. Y'all know how people are. It might be because of the color of your skin or your religion or what you believe or how you identify. Whatever people's reasoning is, or simply because they want one of their friends to be in a position. Very common. I can't tell you how many executives I coach who've had that issue present throughout their careers. But God wants that kind of relationship with you. Tell him when you're disappointed. Tell him when you feel like you've been slighted, when you feel like you've been let down. Those disappointments are going to come. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have sorrow. But take heart, he overcame the world. It's not the end of the story, but in the moment, that's all you can see. I know some disappointments I've had recently. You know, starting a new business is not easy. It is not for the faint of heart, let me tell you. Starting a new business is rough. After being in one field for many, many years, a couple of decades, I was in nursing. I was used to getting an every 2 week check. When you're starting your own business, that may not be the case. It may not be an every 2 week check that you get, you know, and that's the harsh reality of it. But it is definitely not confined to my situation. If you were turned down from a school that you had, that was the number one school on your list, and the answer came back no, but you know God told you, this is my purpose for you. This is your why. Now, are you going to let your why to succumb? Are you of you who love going to the gym? God bless you. I don't. I work out because I know that I get stronger and my body will be healthier. But there's never a day when I wake up and like, yay, Pilates. I'm not that one. But I know that there is no strength. There is no growth. I can't get stronger if there's no resistance. If you're lifting weights and you're lifting the same weight consistently, if you started at 50 pounds and 2 years later you're still at 50 pounds, there's no growth there. Your muscle's about to shrivel. There's no growth there. You have to constantly keep pushing against resistance. The resistance will increase the closer you get to your purpose. Why? Because the devil don't want to see you reach it. That's how you know you're on the right track. There's resistance. Crazy stuff comes up. Crazy stuff comes up, and we may not understand it, and we may never be told why it comes up. But God allows some things, even though he may not put them in place, he allows some things to grow us. There's no growth, unfortunately, without pain. It hurts to lift weights if you're doing it correctly. It hurts to lift weights. As you increase that weight, you're going to feel more pain. Your muscles are going to be sore for a couple of days after. But ultimately, there comes growth in that pain. That lactic acid and the tearing of those little muscle fibers, if you know anything about what really goes on and causes that pain, those ingredients are they're going to die down, but the end result is going to be you're going to be a little more buff in this process. You're going to be able to hold more on your shoulders. You're going to be able to survive more. Because for what God has promised you, where he's about to take you, you need some strength. People often think, oh, if only I could be a CEO, or if only I can be a chief operating officer, or if I could be a VP or an executive. The higher up you go, the more influence God gives you, the more that's going to come at you, especially if you're doing the work for him, especially if you're a leader of valor who's putting yourself out there saying, thus said the Lord, we are going to live according to his mandates. I'm going to conduct business according to his mandates. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. If you're a leader who's resolving to live your life for God, you're going to get some resistance. Why? Because hell don't want you to do it. They already defeated. They're defeated, but it doesn't take away the now. You know the end of the story. They were defeated thousands of years ago. Jesus did that. Our king did that. They're defeated, but they're stupid enough to still play the game. All right. But even in the midst of that, you're still going to have opposition. But keep pushing. Push against that resistance. Push against. Let me tell you something. If you don't have any resistance, you might need to revisit and revamp your purpose. If you're living in your God-given purpose, some resistance is going to come out. Why? You think Satan wants you to glorify God? You think he wants you to succeed in life by following God's principles? The purpose of our mission, the Leaders of Valor, is to go out into culture, out into the business world, out into entertainment, out into education, healthcare, you name it, out into our communities. Go into our homes, into our neighborhoods, into Walmart, into the stores, and reflect God in everything we do. Why? Not so we can be seen, but so we can convert culture. Culture shouldn't be converting us. Kingdom always rules over culture. We should be winning souls for the kingdom. Mike Todd is always talking about the rise of a holy rebellion. I'm in. The rise of a holy rebellion. Satan doesn't get to win. He doesn't get to win. He can't have our children. He can't have our jobs. He can't have our businesses. He can't have our lives. He can't have our homes. You don't have no power here. Because we stand under the bloodstained banner of Jesus, who defeated you long ago. So we're going to go out into the world and pull them in. Will there be opposition? Absolutely. Will you lose some friends? Yep. But what you gain will be so much more. What we will gain will be so much more. And that's the favor and the blessing and the smile of our King, the King of Kings and Lords of Lords, Jesus himself. No man's approval can trump that. No business deal. Shady business deal can trump that. No acceptance by a group on YouTube or LinkedIn or Instagram or TikTok can trump that. As long as he accepts us, we golden, we Gucci. So that's what we seek to do. And we hope and pray that you will join us. Will there be disappointments and resistance? You know there will be. But we also know who we report to. Our King. We're King's kids. I need to get that. I'm going to get that on shirt. King's kid. Leaders of Valor. King's kids. That's coming soon, y'all. I'm going to get a shirt. But I want to remind you, if you have not signed up for our Leaders of Valor newsletter, Love Notes, the links are below. You can go to the Leaders of Valor website at the bottom. You can sign up to receive updates. God has shown me some things which kind of scared me. He showed me all of these things that he's purposed for Leaders of Valor to become. We'll be doing conferences where we all get together and share and fellowship and ultimately prepare ourselves for bringing others to him, This is nothing we're doing for us. I got other things I could be doing. We're doing this for him. He said he wanted it done, so we're going to get it done. And I believe that a lot of people will partner with us so that we can do what it is he has purposed for us to do. If this is something that's been on your heart, showing up kingdom, we want to show up kingdom. I got to get that on the shirt too, y'all. It's just being downloaded. If you want to show up kingdom, please join us. Join us. We can show the world that we don't have to hate. We don't have to be sneaky, conniving. We don't have to step on other people. And we can still be successful because we're doing it the King's way. We can do it his way. And he can, if he so feels, if he desires, he can get us to places that it took people who are doing it culture's way. He can get us to those places in 10 days, not 10 years, not 10 decades. We don't have to hustle and grind. We just have to depend on him and follow his leading. And he gives us a chief exalted officer, Jesus Christ himself, in the form of Holy Spirit, who can help us and guide us and get us where we need to be so that we are fulfilling the purpose he has assigned to us. Now, I'm going to tell y'all what Darius Daniels always says. Again, change church. If you're not a part of that, if you need words that really come from the Spirit, change church, transformation church, TD Jakes, get into these people. Wherever you're being fed, that's where you get. Wherever you can sense the Holy Spirit speaking to you directly, that is where you get. Forget who say you should listen to and who. Get where the Holy Spirit is talking to you directly. He has words for you. Spend time with him. Get in the word. Spend time talking to him. Shut everything else off. We have too much busyness around us sometimes where we can't hear him. But shut all that off and start listening to the voice. It's not easy. I can tell you sometimes for me, because it's hard for me sitting in this chair right now. I'm just ready to go out. But there are times when I have to make myself sit still, or all day long while I'm working, I am playing a sermon, or I'm listening to a podcast, Tim Ross's podcast, y'all, The Basement. I'll listen to those many days because there are so many insights that Holy Spirit downloads to me from those sources. And I'm so grateful that they're allowing themselves to be used. Many of them are young people, younger than me, you know, who are allowing themselves to be used for such a time as this. There's a purpose for us. There's a purpose for us. It's our time to rise up and take over this world for the kingdom of God and be willing to do that. So anyway, sign up for Love Notes. If you would like to donate to this initiative, things that we're about to plan on doing for the future, conferences, going out, doing speaking engagements and rallies and all this good stuff that God has told me we're going to be doing. I'm like, what? But anyway, it's the assignment. So, and I'm believing failing assignments. I got to stand up and I got to do it. And I hope and pray that a lot of you will partner with me in those assignments. Check out the website. The links are in the description. And I look forward to many, 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 many more podcasts and getting together with you guys. In upcoming weeks, we're going to have some fun they're doing on the daily. So I look forward to them and sharing expert with you, learning from you, and we're going to do this thing together. Not for us. It's not for us. It's for the King of Kings and Lords of Lords. So, King of Kings, we're going to get it done. Sorry, I got cut off early. I got to figure that out. I'm not an IT specialist, but I'll figure it out so we don't get cut off midstream next time. But thank you so much. I pray peace over you. I pray God's purpose in your life is fulfilled. And I pray that Holy Spirit shows up in a magnificent way for those who are seeking after him, those who are seeking to do the will of God. I pray protection over us all. And I pray that Jesus himself comes and enlightens us so that we can be the light of the world. We can be the city on the hill that illuminates and draws people to him. people, I want people to be like, what is that? That's him. But he uses us as vessels on this earth to illuminate his light. And I pray that that is what we're doing and that we're making him proud. That's what life is about. It's not about all this other stuff. I don't care about followers. I don't care about likes. I don't care about any of that. I just care about God being pleased with the time he's given me on this earth, what I've done with it. So, and I hope and pray that's your prayer as well. We have a world to win back for him. It's dark out there, y'all. We can bring the light. But be blessed. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. And I hope to see you here again soon. Right now I'm doing every other week, but I have a feeling I'm being nudged into doing more frequently than that. So coming soon. But you can catch this on rebroadcast. You can catch it on podcast channels. I'm going to upload them there because we want as many people as possible to be a part of this and to live their God-given and God-designed purpose for their lives while we're here on this earth. Thank you so much. God bless you. God love you. God make his face to shine upon you. Thank you so much for being leaders of valor.